السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, last week we commenced with a brief commentary and tafsir, or some explanation of Surah At-Takasur. I mentioned that these are surahs which we read in our salat and which we listen to being recited by the imams in salat. If we have some idea of what it means, then it will have a different impact on our hearts and minds. If we have no idea of what it means, then we will listen to it, we will get some sawab for the listening to the recitation, and when we are reciting it too, we will get some sawab for the recitation, but it will not bring about the desired results. We will not see the fruits of the recitation or the listening to the recitation of these surahs. We know that the Quran Sharif is not only for sawab, it is not only to gain rewards. For rewards and for sawab, there are many other things also in this world. But as I have mentioned on many occasions, this does not mean that we should not look forward to sawab upon the recitation of the Quran Sharif itself. Without even understanding the meaning, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that you get for every letter of the Quran Sharif, every alphabet that you recite, 10 blessings, then we must look forward to it. But that is not the only purpose. So this surah, we have discussed to some extent the first part of it, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about our mutual rivalry, our passionate desire for an increase in wealth, in property, in gold, in silver, in homes, in cars, in oil wells, and even we can extend it to in degrees, qualifications. The person is boasting and bragging about the chain of degrees that he has, the qualification that he possesses, or the person is bragging about the positions that he holds in society. Someone says, I'm a president of this organization and that organization. Someone says, I'm a secretary of this organization or that. Someone says, I'm a member of parliament. Someone says, I'm a member of the cabinet committee. Or someone says that I am the president of the country, or I'm the king of the country, or ruler of the country. Every person seems to be just passionate, and he wants to increase the wealth or the positions that he holds, the degrees and qualifications that he has. Again, we should not misunderstand that there is no harm, there is no sin if a person is being blessed with these qualifications, with these degrees, or with these positions. And within the parameters of Sharia, if he has to conduct himself, then he can be a king, he can be a ruler, he can be sitting on a throne, he can be in a palace, and he can still be a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What we are talking about is where this worldly wealth diverts the person's attention from the akhirat. It makes him ghafil with regards to the akhirat. Therefore Allah ta'ala says, Alhaakumut takathur hatta zurtumul maqabir. That this passionate increase, or this mutual rivalry of yours for the accumulation and for the piling up of worldly and material things, then what does it do? It diverts you from those things which are serious, from those matters which are pertinent, from those issues which are relevant to yourself, and from those actions and deeds which will bring you success and salvation in the hereafter. It diverts you from that. That is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is asking us to be on guard against. It was about the kuffar, but we take a lesson that it is for everyone. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is warning that this is what is happening. Alhaakumu takasur hatta zurtumul maqabir, until you reach your graves. It seems that this desire does not decrease. There is just an increase. It's like a burning passion which is increasing all the time. That bragging and boasting about one's wealth and about one's fortunes and about one's possessions, this just seems to go on increasing and increasing until the person goes into the graves. He goes on bragging and boasting until finally the earth is the only thing when it enters into his mouth, then it begins to bring realization to his head. In fact, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes on further and he says, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاسُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرِ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Nay, soon you shall know. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, soon you shall know. And it is related by the muhaddithin that this refers to the time of death. First realization will come immediately that the person is just about to die. At that time he will see that now I am going to leave behind everything here. The person has seen the angels of death coming, or the asar and the signs are there now of sakarat. At that time his children are there, his properties are there, his house is there, his cars are there, his family is there, everything is around him. But he realizes that now I have to leave this world. There is nothing in the world that can protect me now. There is nothing in the world that can save me now. All the physicians and the doctors and the scientists of the world cannot restore my life when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has ordered the angel to take the life out. Even if the person has built up a fort, he has built up a palace, and he has got troops within and without to keep a security, and he's got the most sophisticated surveillance system, but then to the angel of death comes through such a doorway that no surveillance system in the world can trap him. That is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's system. That wherever the person may be, walau kuntum fi burujim mushayyada. So therefore this person's surveillance system, then every security fails when the angel of death is going to come to him. Allah ta'ala says, then you will soon come to know. And then with greater emphasis, Allah ta'ala says, nay, soon you shall come to know. And that is again when the person is in the grave. At that time when the questions will be asked by the angels of death, then at that time he will know now with even more certainty that this is what we were being warned about. That you should not give your heart to the things of the world. You should not brag and boast about those fortunes that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed you with. Make use of them in accordance with his wish and his will. And then those very things would have become helpful to you now in this grave. The same things will become of help and assistance. It's not that we have to go outside this world. It's not that we have to use something else. The same hands, the same feet, the same eyes, the same ears, the same tongue and the same body we use, and the same wealth we use, either to make our jahannam or to build up our jannat. It's not another body that will build up our jannat, and it's not some other kind of body or wealth that will build up our jahannam. It's the same thing. It depends on how we accumulate it, how we use it, how we use these faculties that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given to us. So therefore, Alhaakumu takasur hatta zurtumul maqabir. And this grave is such a thing. It has been mentioned in the Quran Sharif, mentioned in the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Repeatedly Allah ta'ala and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and all the awliya-i kiram and tabi'in and tabi tabi'in, why do they always remind us of the grave, the grave, the grave? The reason is that that's the only thing that should bring some sort of a realization in us. It should make us put some sort of brake on our unbridled passions and desires. That's the only thing that can put some form of brake. Because there is no other break that we have. If we are going to think that there is one day that we are going to die and leave this world, then why should that person then accumulate haram? Why should that person then go to the casino? Why should that person then commit adultery and fornication? Because the person knows that any time my death can come. It is a secret which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept with himself. And I don't think it is any secret anymore that we know how many deaths are taking place in haram places. Prostitute quarters, good Muslims are dying. In front of the theatres, or inside the theatres and discos, good Muslims are dying. Young, fit and healthy people are just suddenly departing from this world. So this is something that puts a break. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, soon you will come to know. Again that beautiful couplet, kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha, kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha, jo qabr e kohan uski ukhdi to dekha na uzwe badan tha na tare kafan tha. How many times we have seen, kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. The person's body was fit and healthy, very fit and healthy body. He used to jog, he used to run, he used to fly from country to country, he used to transact businesses running into millions of dollars, and he used to brag about his possessions and his expertise and his knowledge and the fitness of his body. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. And when the person died also, there was so much of ether that was poured over his body and over his kafan. Then he was buried. And after some time, when we opened up the grave, there was no sign of the thread of the kafan, and there was no sign of any part of that body. That is the haqiqat and that is the reality. Again, we must not misunderstand. I repeatedly say this because sometimes we get the impression that we want everybody to get out from this world and go away some mountain top. Nothing of that nature. You remain within the world, within the society. You conduct your businesses. You remain absolutely normal. You are cheerful. You are happy. You are content. You are satisfied. You conduct your activities of life within the parameters of the Quran and the Sunnah. With the wife, with the children, with your friends, with your neighbors, with your clients and customers. And you build up your jannat. You make amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. And you build up your jannat. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath rehke bhi sab se juda rahe. The person is with everybody, but still his heart is somewhere else. He hasn't given his heart to this world. His heart is with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because he knows that this heart, whatever he builds up inside that heart, it will go with him. Everything else he will leave behind. But what he has built up inside that heart, that soul of his will go with him. So either he takes with him amal-e-saliha, the good deeds, or he takes with him the bad deeds. That will make up his jannat or jahannam. So there is no such kind of restriction in Sharia that a person is strangled or he just can't maneuver himself. There's no flexibility. The person's life becomes very, very rigid and tight and boring. It's such a beautiful life. It's a wonderful life. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us such happiness and joy and such satisfaction in our hearts, which the kings also do not know of. Wallah, I'm telling you, this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give in the hearts. If we give our hearts to Him, but if we have given our hearts to the worldly things, that our pleasure comes first, our desire comes first, our passions come first, the wish and the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are unconcerned, we are heedless, we are negligent, then that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is warning us about. Alhaakumu takathuru hatta zurtumul maqabir. Therefore, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, he has analyzed the Quran Sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him such intelligence and such knowledge. And that knowledge and intelligence comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We read the same Quran Sharif, we cannot analyze like that. This is ilham what we talk about. So he says that why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam talk about Surah Takasur being 1,000 equivalent to the recitation of 1,000 ayats of the Quran Sharif. He says the recitation, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Wallah, he takes qasam in the name of him in whose hands his life is, that is in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that the recitation of Surah Takasur is equivalent, or the sawab of that, or the reward of that, is that of the recitation of 1,000 ayats of the Quran Sharif. Therefore we are told that when we go to the graveyard also read Surah Takasur. a few times, if the person reads it 11 times, 7 times, 3 times, whatever it is, he can read, at least read it 6 times. So inshallah, the sawab of the complete Quran Sharif will go to the deceased. Or 7 times. So he says the thing is that when you have to look at the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned 6 things in the Quran Sharif. Analysis is giving of that. That if you have to condense, if you have to look at it in a comprehensive way, then you will find that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made the Quran Sharif discuss 6 things. Or he discusses 6 things in the Quran Sharif. And the ayat of the Quran Sharif, according to some, is 6,666. If you have to take 1/6 of that, then it will be 1,111. Now if you leave out that 111, because we go to around figure, then 1/6 of the Quran Sharif is a discussion of the Akhirat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses the Akhirat. And in the Surah Takasur, that is what it is a discussion of the Akhirat. But then he says that if you have to look at it in a little more detail, then the first part is Ta'rif of Mad'u Ilayh. First of all, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us in the first instance the recognition of Him towards whom you are being called and invited. First of all, the recognition of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that is what is in the Quran Sharif. Of the 6 things, the most important and the major issue there is the recognition of that one Allah. His greatness, His glory, His might, His power, His Qudrat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala first of all makes us recognize Him in the Quran Sharif. Therefore it is said that Quran Sharif hai kya? Quran Sharif Khuda tak pahunchne ka zina hai aur Khuda Ta'ala ko dekhne ka aina hai. What is the Quran Sharif? It is that step which you climb and you reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Or it is that mirror in which you see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How do you see Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif? You see the sifats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. See how He created the heavens and the earth. See how He created the plants, the flowers, how He created the animals. Look at the waters of the ocean and the billions of different kinds of fish that are in there. Look at the whole universe. Look at the planets. Look at the galaxy. Look at everything that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created. And look at yourself, O man, who you are the paragon of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's creation. Look from head to foot how Allah Ta'ala has created you. So Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows in different places. Allah Ta'ala shows His signs in different places. The language, He says, it is His sign. I am talking to you in the English language, you are understanding me. If somebody has to talk to me in Japanese, I will not understand him. Language also, Allah Ta'ala says, it's sign. Colors, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, it is signs. So many signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala have been mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Read the surahs and you will see them. So the first thing is the recognition of that Allah. Because we will not be able to worship that Allah until we recognize that Allah Ta'ala. A person only obeys when he has recognized that this person is in authority. Why do we accept the legislation that comes from the government? We accept it because we have accepted the government. But if a person doesn't recognize that government, he's not going to accept that legislation. In a business, you say that this person is a manager, this person is the director, this person is holding this position and that position. All the staff are made aware that this person holds this position in this business. So therefore, if any instructions come from the managerial level, then you have to accept it. Now, if this person recognizes that person as a manager, then he will accept the instructions. But if he says that I don't recognize you as the manager in this business, I don't recognize you as a director in this business, therefore you've got no right to tell me anything, then he's not going to accept anything. So the first thing is the recognition of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So tarif of the mad'u ilayh. Then he says that the second thing, if you have to look at it, is the tarif of sirat-e-mustaqim. That what is this sirat-e-mustaqim? Every salat, every rakat in Surah Fatiha, we are saying ihdina sirat-e-mustaqim. So what is this Sirat-e-Mustaqim? Is this Sirat-e-Mustaqim just the performance of 5 times Salat? Is this Sirat-e-Mustaqim just the giving of Zakat? Or just the performance of Hajj upon Hajj? Or Umrah upon Umrah? Is that Sirat-e-Mustaqim? Is the Sirat-e-Mustaqim just limited to a few Tasbihs and Zikr? Is the Sirat-e-Mustaqim limited to just a few recitation of a few verses of the Quran Sharif or reading of some kitab? Is that Sirat-e-Mustaqim? What is Sirat-e-Mustaqim? The Quran Sharif makes us recognize what is Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Now there's a flood of things coming into my mind at this stage with the fazal of Allah Ta'ala, but the time is limited to even continue. So Sirat-e-Mustaqim, what is Sirat-e-Mustaqim? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes us realize in the Quran Sharif that this is Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Inshallah, on some other occasion we will discuss Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Because the person is saying, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladhalin. So what is Sirat-e-Mustaqim? Who are those that Allah Ta'ala has made in'am upon, whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed, and who are those that Allah Ta'ala has cursed? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes us realize this Sirat-e-Mustaqim. In fact, the whole Quran Sharif after that is Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Right from Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, the dua that we make, now Allah Ta'ala says, you asked for Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, so now read on from Alif Lam Mim till the end of the Quran Sharif and you'll get to know what Sirat-e-Mustaqim is. The huquq, the rights of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the rights of the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, ibadat, zikr, tilawat, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, your muasharat, your muamlat, your transactions, your dealings, your etiquette, your relationship with the different, so much of things that is there, that is the Sirat-e-Mustaqim which we have to know. The adab of jihad and all the details of jihad, nikah, talaq, buying, selling. Now Sirat-e-Mustaqim, if you want to know, then read on, you will find Sirat-e-Mustaqim, what is Sirat-e-Mustaqim. So the Quran Sharif, the second thing there is the recognition of what is Sirat-e-Mustaqim. So 1/6 of that, as you said, is the recognition of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. 1/6 is the Sirat, or the 6 things that are there as usools, it is the recognition of Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And then he says that the third thing is the ahwal, the condition in the ruju' ilayhi ta'ala. When the person is making ruju' towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then what is the condition? What are the halat and the conditions that come over people when they make ruju' towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? That the person was gone far away from deen, so much so that he was even gone on to kufr and shirk and bidat, and he was gone on to munafiqat, hypocrisy. He was gone very far from deen, and now the person has made sincere tawbah. Then what is the condition of those people that make tawbah? How does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept them? How Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives them? All the details that go with it. And he says that these are the three things which we can term as the usools. These are the muhimmat. And after that he says the other three, it is those things which completes these three. And I will just list the three today and inshallah we will continue. Where he says that after that, what is discussed in the Quran Sharif, what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses, is the ahwal of the mutqiyin. That those who are obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what is their condition? Then Allah Ta'ala discusses the hikayat and the aqwal of the jahideen. That those people who were rejecting Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those who were arrogant, those who were boasting, and those who were filled with pride, and those who were prone to rejection, then what are their conditions and what are the hikayat and what are the incidents? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions the incidents and their aqwal in the Quran Sharif. And then Allah Ta'ala discusses manazil-e-tariq. So in this surah Takasur, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving us a warning. He is not preventing us and stopping us from the accumulation of wealth within the parameters of Sharia, but the warning that it should not divert you from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, from the thoughts of the akhirat, from your akhiri anjam, which is the qabr, it should not make you forget that. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the realization, give us the tawfiq of making amal, and may Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties and the trials that the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is facing all over the world, especially in Palestine, Kashmir, Afghanistan and other parts of the world. May Allah Ta'ala assist the mujahideen from unseen sources. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.